So James chapter 5, if you would. Pray for Brother Sean. We'll have a time. We're going to have a time of prayer just at the end of this. Brandon's going to cut it. We can pray with our families. Brother Dale, you could just team up with Bob. That'd be great. We just pray. With families, you know what I mean? So it's not, it is uncomfortable, you know what I mean, a little bit, but it shouldn't be.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen?
Right.
Yeah. Amen. I know it's weird. I'm not the guy. Mike, would you close us in prayer? I'm like, no, I don't want to. I'm like the guy hiding, you know, behind the other guy. Don't see me, you know what I mean? But God answers prayer.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to see that.
Yeah.
Okay? Amen. Prayer works.
Amen.
It's been working,
yeah.
Brother Mike.
Yeah.
Father, I thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for this book. Father, I thank you for the services this morning. I pray for Brother Sean, Lord, and John, Lord, as they head back there to Idaho, Lord, that you just give them safe travel. Father, I pray for, Lord, more missionary people. I pray for these churches, Lord, to support Brother Sean. Lord, I pray for Lord John Robinson's wife, Lord, as well, Lord, that you just touch her and all the stuff they're going through. And Father, I pray for our church, Lord, at this time, Lord, we just take this prayer and praise seriously, Lord, that you're just worthy to be praised. Help us, Lord, just to understand it in these difficult times. Help us, Lord, just to draw closer to each other and ultimately just closer to you. And I pray for this time in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
James chapter 5. I'm not going to. Well, maybe I am, maybe I'm not, I don't know. Pastor's kind of finishing up in James chapter 5, but he kind of stopped where I'm going to pick it back up. But I'm not intruding in there, but
right.
Pastor will go off on the doctrinal thing, which is perfect. I'm not going there. I'm going to keep it simple. James chapter 5, and in verse number 17, it says, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we were, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. And that's it. I'm going to stop there. But it says, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we were. You know what? Elias was like you and I.
Yeah.
That's what it says. And but sometimes I think we look at this like, yeah, he called upon God, and then the fire came down, and then, you know, he prayed for the rain to stop. And he's like, boy, I can't do that. Why can't you?
Yeah.
Elias was, what's it say? Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly. You know what? He prayed earnestly. Prayed sincerely.
Mm-hmm.
He prayed with intense conviction. He knew he needed to pray.
Yeah.
Same with Samuel. I haven't quit ceasing to pray for you guys. It says that over 1 Samuel chapter 12. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. You know what he wanted? Israel's heart to turn back to God. He wanted that revival.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted them to get back. He wanted them to know God. He wanted them, their hearts to turn back so they could know who the real God was. And I've heard preachers preach on that. You know, Brother Mike, you've heard it too. Where they preach on that, he's by the brook, and then the brook dried up. And they preach it like a church.
Yeah.
But let me say something. He knew that brook was going to dry up.
Yeah, that's right.
He knew it was going to dry up.
Yeah.
The brook was going to dry up. You know why it's going to dry up? Because he prayed that it wasn't going to rain.
Right.
You're going to go through a drought.
Yeah.
If you're praying for a revival, there's going to, drought's coming. I was thinking about that. I was like, you know, when everybody, we got a drought right now. And you look outside and you're like, it sure is beautiful outside.
Right.
We're in the middle of a drought, but man, the birds are chirping. It ain't raining. Harvest is coming. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Are you tracking that?
Yeah.
We know what we need to. We need to pray that same way. Pray believing for everybody in this church for that revival.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with us.
Yeah.
It starts with me. It starts with you. This is Sunday school. This, you look around at each other. Look around. These is the pillars of this church.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. This is the, and I hate to say that like that, you know what I mean? But this is Wednesday, you know what I mean? This is foundational people getting on their hands and knees, praying for other people in the church, praying for something to do. People that have been sticking around for a long time. We need to pray the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Earnestly. We need to pray effectual. Elias was a man as subject as like passing, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years, and that's a long time. And he prayed again, and the earth brought forth its rain. You know, he prayed effectual. You know, it didn't rain. Y'all heard my rain story. I don't need to tell it again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not Elijah. I'm not.
Right.
But I am a man of subject like passions as he was.
Yeah.
And I prayed believing. And they called me out. What you gonna do?
Yeah.
Does the Holy Spirit of God dwell in you? Then pray.
Mm-hmm.
Believing. Is your God that little? I like when he prayed. He says, there's just a little cloud.
Yeah.
And he had to go back seven times before that cloud came and started raining. We prayed. I'm sorry, Brother Mike. I said you could say this illustration, but I got it. Thank you. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. One brother in church. Pray for Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
When that kid, these mm-hmm. kids are going through it.
Yeah.
Pray for all these kids.
Yeah.
But Brother Ryan's showing up in a suit. He wants to do something more.
Yeah.
We prayed about it.
Yeah.
Brother Mike and I. Say, man, maybe we could start getting these get these bulletins going again. Getting these prayer list letters going again.
Yeah.
Have these teens come up and start taking up some of these offerings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Brother Doyle couldn't.
Right.
I want Brother Doyle to come up and preach a message. That's what I want. I love Brother Doyle.
Amen.
Pray for Brother Doyle to preach a message. I don't know, you'd have to pray real hard. I'd be praying. But we need to be training up these kids.
Yeah.
And man, no sooner we pray that, we get a text from the associate pastor up at Chambers. Hey, you know what you guys should do? Hey, you guys should probably get your teens involved in a little bit more stuff. Imagine that. Oh, that's confirmation.
Yeah.
Seeing Dennis show up a couple weeks ago. I just talked to Brother Dennis. The older folks in here, see, I can't go door knocking. I can't do this. You know what Anna did? Anna prayed and fasted. You know what Dennis is doing? Dennis, I called him before the service. You know what Dennis is doing? He's praying.
Yeah.
You know how many people's on Dennis's list? I called him. I had to ask him. Because the last time I checked, it was 600. Do you know how many is now? 800 to 900. He goes, I don't know, Mike. It's 800 to 900.
Wow.
That's a list, man.
Yeah.
Pray.
Mm-hmm.
Pray. Pray effectual. Pray believing. You know, pray earthly. You say, what's that mean? I won't turn there for just sake of time, but in 1 Kings 18:42, when Elisha was there, and he gets down there, you know what it says? It said he bowed and he put his knees on the ground to the earth. That's also a statement of worship.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to worship the Lord, but you're going to bow. Every knee's going to bow and every mouth's going to confess. Might as well just do it willingly and prayerfully.
Amen.
And it won't be shamefully at the judgment seat.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He's a good God. He's a great God. He's a holy God. And he answers prayer. see Lisa here this morning.
Yeah.
He, I mean, what a blessing.
Yeah.
Praying that for a while. Mm-hmm. We've been praying for Pastor.
Yeah.
It didn't go really the way we thought last time.
Mm-hmm.
We still need to be praying.
Mm-hmm.
Praying earnestly. Praying effectual. Praying earnestly. Bowing down to that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Acts chapter number 16. Acts chapter number 16, verse number 25. It says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so the foundation of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. Now, that's a hard place to pray. It's like we just sang that last song. That's a great song. We haven't sung that one for a while. Thank you for picking that. But there ain't going to be any more sorrow there. A lot of just people here going through some sorrow. I look out at you. I know things. You know what I mean? You know about other people. The Lord can fix that. That Bible says, sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. Ecclesiastes 7:3.
Mm-hmm.
Learned that a long time ago when David Schuller died. Sometimes it's just not the right time to crack a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Weep with them that weep. Pray with them that are praying. And when you're in prison, you can sing and praise. Because he's worthy to be praised.
Mm-hmm.
In verse number 25, you find them praying. In verse number 26, you find an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty quick.
Yeah.
And the guy ends up getting saved because of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they handled it. Psalms 145, verse 3 says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Brother Fred, read that. Brother Glenn, I said, I'm going to write that one down. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be sang to. Man, what great singing we had today, even in this crowd and this morning. I thought it was great. That was wonderful. I know the Lord was smiling on that. He was pleased with that. Acts chapter 12. I went through this on the men's prayer breakfast. I'm not going to go through it all that much more. But in Acts chapter 12, they're praying for Peter. Verse number 5 says, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. You know what that is? That's unity. Stuff gets done when we pray together. I mean, we're going to have a church cleaning party. That's great. I'm all for it. We need to have this church. We're going to have it. But we need to, and we could unify around that. That's getting some stuff done. But when we get together and we pray together over something, that's getting some stuff done. When we go forth and we're preaching the gospel of Christ, the death, burial, and the resurrection, and that we're presenting the gospel and that's going out further, that's unifying around the gospel of Christ. We're getting stuff done. We're going further. Verse number 7 says, behold, the angel of the Lord came unto him, and the light shined in the
in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly," and his chains fell off him from his hands. You know what that is? It's an answer. That's a pretty quick one. Delivered him from all Herod's expectation. It was no small stir. I'm stealing it from Daddy. You just better write it before I do. I'm taking it. No, anyhow. Verse number 18 says, "Now as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers that was become of Peter." That's kind of a funny little verse, because then the prisoner keepers, they get slaughtered because Herod's upset. It wasn't a small stir. You know what I mean? But Peter, I mean, he ran for it. You know, I like how it says there, "Arise up quickly." And the angel said, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals." Binding and just putting them on is two different things. Because you're fixing to get broke out of prison. There's a difference between getting let out and broke out. You can put them on if you just get let out. But when you get broke out, boy, you're going to run. Not that I would know this. I do not know this. But that's what I would do. So there's the attention to detail and obeying what God said right there. Sorry to go there, but God answers prayer. But He does. Especially if you're obedient. Especially if He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Especially if you ain't doing wicked. He's far from the wicked. He's far from those that are doing evil. But He'll draw nigh to you if you're not. You can hear His voice when you're close. He can hear yours. Right in the midst. Verse number 12, And when he had constrained the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And I love these, and we're not going to read them. I don't want to take a lot of time. But you get astonished when God answers your prayer. Why would God answer my prayer? I like what Brother Sean said. Because we are. Some of us that got saved later in life, you know, I tend to look at myself. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. But you know what? I am a child of the King. I'm a saint. Behold, now we should be called the sons of God. Amen. Maybe we should start being them. A son's going to talk to his father. A daughter's going to talk to his father. Amen. And he's going to answer. It says, behold, we should approach the throne boldly. Boldly. You get that over in Esther. You couldn't come up to the king's throne unless you were one of his sons or his daughters. Mm-hmm. Or else. So Esther said, "Pray for me. If you don't put out the scepter," thank you. Sometimes I say sepulcher. I don't know why, but that's what I say. Thank you. Yeah, if he doesn't hold out the scepter, you're getting the sepulcher. That's what it is. So, but we can come boldly to that throne, that grace. And He's going to hear us. He is. Don't always know what that answer is going to be. I like how Brother Luttrell said that. You ain't got no choice. Sometimes you just get up there. Say amen. But you still got to press on by faith. Pray believing. Lord, increase my faith. Whatsoever is not a faith is sin, said that verse today. And as guys, we just get that we can fix it. We can fix it. Maybe God wants to fix it. Maybe He wants you to ask Him, if Lord, can you fix that? He's done it here many times. I've prayed with brothers in cars out there over problems that have been in the church, and I watched God answer them within an hour. Amen? I'd have messed it up. I would have. I'm an emotional person. I can take sides. I love all you guys. If somebody's to hurt you, I'd want to hurt them. Best yes to let God handle it. He'll do a better job. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. Psalms 133 says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. You know, how good is it? It's good. It's pleasant. It says, it's like the precious ointment upon the head and that ran down the beard, even Aaron's beard, and went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. I like how he said that. How good and how pleasant is it to dwell together in unity? James 3:14, I'll just read it. Says, but if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Is that good and pleasant? No. No. It's not. If you got that stuff in your heart towards people, you got to get it right. It's just unity. How good and how pleasant. You know what the devil does? The devil wants to divide. That's his sole goal. And it's got to be in this church. He's doing it already. He's doing it. If you're paying attention to any of this, you know it. People out sick. Stuff. Devil's working. He works good. He's good at what he does. When we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. Praying. And praising. How good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. You know what it's like? It's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down the beard of even Aaron's beard, that he went down to the skirts of his garments. You know what it's like? It's like an anointing. It's like getting anointed with the Holy Spirit. When you're going to endeavor to dwell together in the unity of the spirit of bond and peace, when you're just going to get anointed, Aaron's, that covered the whole body, the garments, you're just covered in it. All of it. All the way down to the ground. That oil, that's always a type of the Holy Spirit. That Holy Ghost is coming in. Kind of like how we had that service this morning. That's great. Man, he had liberty to preach. It was well received. Amen. I mean, the Holy Ghost was just moving through here. It's hard to get people to come up to the altars. I was thankful he brought my boys up and Cole. I was thankful. I'm thankful for everybody that does that. It ain't for the preacher. It's for you. It's for the Lord. It ain't for a show. You need to come back up to the altar and just pray. The Holy Ghost is moving. You just thank the Lord. Praise Him. It's like that anointing. as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing. You know what it's like when you do that? It's like God coming down. That dew. That water from the sky. God just coming down and meeting with you the same way when Elijah called it and the fire came down, but God wasn't in the fire. But when Elijah prayed and then the rain came, there he was. He's wet. It was a scary time, but then all of a sudden the rain came and the dew came and everybody said, praise God, the drought's over. I know we don't say that too much over here, but but they did in that story. That dew coming down. You know what? I want God to show up. In all your guys' lives. Every day. I know it's not always like that. But if he's in all our thoughts, and he's in our prayers, and we're thinking about him all the time, and we're honestly going before him with a prayer and conviction, it's amazing how fast your prayer will get answered. I don't know why. The Lord had even listened to me. This scares me. I'm being 100% honest. The title of associate pastor scares me enough. I remember when we prayed and the person lost their voice. And then they told me, I lost my voice. The Lord doesn't want me to talk. I looked right at that person. I walked away because I didn't want the Lord to smite me. I was scared. Why, Lord? I want him to do a mighty work in this church, as everybody else does here. It's going to start with our knees on prayer, praying for everybody, submitting unto God. He needs to be praised, even in the hard times. We got a lot of people who need prayer.